Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Millions of Americans got flu shots this year and still got sick. The vaccine is 62% effective. Pharmaceutical companies say they're developing a better one for next year. But our next guest says improving the current vaccine won't work. They need to start from scratch. Dr. Michael Osterholm is an infectious disease expert at the University of Minnesota. And Dr., start with the published reports that some manufacturers are trying to amp up the current vaccine. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the current antigen, or the material we use in our vaccines to actually cause the human to respond in their immune system to make antibody so that we're protected against influenza, is actually the same antigen we've been using since the 1940s. And so the problem we're having today is that you can't really amp that up very much without changing it completely. It would be like putting a 1940s transmission in a 2012 car. So I think this is in part, the problem we have is that it's not going to be one vaccine that fits all sizes, and that's what we really need to do, is get different vaccines for different populations, potentially.
Well, and some of the things we're hearing as people try to research this, we know that flu vaccines are generally grown in cultures of chicken eggs, but some companies are looking to grow them in the cultures of dog kidney cells. We know that people are trying to make a more universal vaccine, so you only have to take it one every 5 years. And the thinking is that they're targeting different parts of the protein of the virus that causes the flu, you know, the stalk of the protein instead of the head of the protein. What is sounding possible and exciting for you?
If you take the current antigen, or the material that we currently use in the vaccine, and you just present it a different way or you grow it a different way, it doesn't really change how it acts. And so that, in that sense, growing something hidden in a cell line or growing it in insect cells, whatever, doesn't change how effective it is.
So you're saying the basic material that's been used, as you said, for decades, that's the thing that you feel has to change.
Right. What we did is just completed a three-year report looking at all aspects of influenza vaccine from cradle to grave. And in that, we analyzed how well our current vaccines work, how does the current vaccine enterprise system, including both the private and public sectors, work together to get new vaccines. And we found that there really was a major barrier to getting new game-changing vaccines to market because, one, there isn't or hasn't been the perception that we really need new flu vaccines. The public health community has continued to emphasize, get your current shot, it works quite well. When in fact it hasn't worked as well as we once thought. We still recommend getting your shot, but it's not working as well. The second thing is the private sector has said, wait a minute, for us to invest up to potentially $1 billion into getting new vaccines, that for this at this time we don't even know if they can really happen, we find that a very, very huge risk for based on the potential return.
I think what I just heard you say is it's a heck of a lot of work, but it's not as big a return for these research companies as people might think.
Well, in fact, today, the vast majority of the modern technologies that we have for new vaccines really are in the hands of a lot of startup companies that are literally hanging on by the skin of their teeth. And we do not see an appetite at all for the equity investment community. We surely don't see the kind of money coming out of governments that could help get these vaccines across to final licensure. And we have to work that model out. And until we do, we can keep working on the science, but we're not going to get a vaccine to market. Remember, pharmaceutical companies are not philanthropic organizations. They need to make money. And we surely understand that, but we also want these vaccines. And so what we're going to have to do is find a way to make it profitable for the companies to potentially bring these vaccines to market. And at the same time, we believe if they do, there will be a return on investment to the consumer, because even if you pay for higher prices for vaccines, you're going to have a lot better protection. And that's what we're all trying to get.
In the meantime, we'll have to take our, 62% effectiveness with the current shot.
And I think that number is a problem because, again, that number is an overall study summary number. It works clearly better in younger adults than it does in older adults. I think as the data become more apparent over the next several months of what's happening this year, I think you're going to see that that number doesn't apply across all ages. I think that my prediction is that by the end of the year, we're going to see only marginal, if any, benefit for people over age 65, for example. Yet that's where the most severe disease and the deaths are occurring.
Dr. Michael Osterholm, Director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more on Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's riveting appearance on Capitol Hill today. That's in 30 seconds, here and now.